In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." The creation account of Genesis is very important. How we look at this world in which we live is one of the basics. How a man looks at the world shapes the way that he sees almost everything else. For instance, if a person really believes that God created the world, that belief is going to affect his everyday life. But on the other hand, if a man thinks that the world is just here, that it wasn't created by God, then that belief is going to shape his attitude and it's going to affect his choices in life. Now, in these four lessons, we want to talk about the world and what the Bible says about the world. You see, one of the most important things for mankind is to realize the truth about the world in which he lives. So today we're going to focus on some Bible facts about the creation. In the remaining three lessons, we're going to look at God's relationship to the world today. We're going to look at where man fits into the creation. And we're going to talk about the end of the world as we know it. So in this first lesson, we want to look at some of these basic Bible facts about the world. Now, when I use the word world, I'm not just talking about the earth. I'm not just talking about this planet. I'm talking about the created universe. That's the idea of the world here that we mean. Number one, the world was created. The world is not eternal. This earth, the sun, the moon, the stars are not eternal. The Bible talks about a time before there was anything material. In Psalm 90, verse 2, the Bible says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." Now, Psalm 90, verse 2 says that before the world was ever created, God was. God is eternal. The world is not. The world was created by God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world. So the world had a beginning. God did not. In Job chapter 38, verse 4, God asked Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?" So the world has not always been here. Matter is not eternal. Now there are many people that just assume that the world has always been here and always will be here. They live their lives as if time is going to go on forever and that the world will always stand. And what a difference it makes, folks, when we realize that this is not true. What a world of difference it makes in our attitude and in our behavior when we realize that the world was made by God and that God will put an end to this present life as well. Number two, the world was created out of nothing. Now, there's one passage in the Bible that talks about that in particular. It's found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. There the Bible says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." So this passage tells us that when we look at creation, the things that are seen, those things were not made out of things which do appear. So in other words, the things that are made were made out of nothing. God did not make the world out of material that was already there. He made it, and he created it out of nothing. Now, once we really let this sink in, it will truly humble us. Folks, think about it. There was nothing physical, and then God spoke, and he created, and we have this vast universe in which we live. Now, the God that can do this can do anything. There was nothing physical, and then God created this immense universe. That is ultimate. That is infinite power. Now, that's the God that we serve, and that's what the Bible says about the creation. So, the world has not always been here, and it will not always be here. The world is a temporary place. Number three, the world was created by God in 6 days. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, I want you to notice what the Bible says. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." The first thing that God created, the Bible says, was light in verses 3 and 4. And in the last part of verse 5, the Bible says, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." Now, what was the first day according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 5? It was composed of the evening and the morning. As we look down at verse 8, the Bible says God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now look at verse 13. "And the evening and the morning were the third day." Verse 19, "And the evening and the morning were the fourth day." Verse 23, "And the evening and the morning were the fifth day." And then finally, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, in the last sentence of this chapter, the Bible says, "And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." So God created the world in 6 days. Now let's go to Exodus, the second book in the Bible, the book of Exodus, and we're going to begin reading in verse 8. Exodus chapter 20, beginning in verse 8. God said in the Ten Commandments, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates." Now notice very carefully what he says in verse 11. "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Now the commandment here is very clear, and that is that these Israelites were to work 6 days, and they were to rest on day 7. And the reason is given in verse 11. It's because God labored or worked 6 days, and he rested the seventh day. Now, there are some people who say that these days were not literal 24-hour days. They argue that these days were actually eons of time. In other words, they say that these were 6 periods of thousands or millions of years. Now, why would they say that? Why would they make that kind of argument? Well, it's usually to accommodate the idea of evolution, to try to fit the Bible into the theory of evolution. But folks, this will not work. Remember what we just looked at in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1? The Bible says repeatedly about each of the 6 days that the evening and the morning were the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth days. So those were literal 24-hour days, just as we talk about a day here in our time. And in Exodus chapter 20, it's clear as well. Because God told the Israelite people to work 6 days and to rest on the Sabbath, the seventh day, because God worked 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Now, if God is talking about thousands of years of time, think about what that would mean. That would mean that in the Ten Commandments, God was telling the Israelite people to work for 6 periods of thousands or millions of years and then to rest on the seventh period of thousands or millions of years. That's just ridiculous. That is not what the Bible says. So yes, the Bible absolutely shows in Genesis 1 and in Exodus chapter 20 that the world was created in 6 literal 24-hour days. Number 4, man was created in the beginning. In Mark chapter 10, verse 6, Jesus said, "From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." So God made man from the dust of the ground. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2, verse 7. In that same chapter later, the Bible tells us that God made woman from one of man's ribs. Genesis 2, verses 18 through 24. So God did not make some lower animals that eventually evolved into man. That, again, is this idea of what is oftentimes called theistic evolution. It's the attempt to try to marry or join the idea of evolution to the Bible, and so many people call it theistic evolution. Well, theistic evolution denies the Genesis account. So you can't believe in the Bible and believe in the theory of evolution, and you cannot believe in evolution and believe the Bible. But you have some people who claim to be Christians. You have even some ministers who say that they follow the Bible, but they believe in theistic evolution. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that those people really do not believe the Bible. Folks, look at it this way. Why would anybody question the Bible account in Genesis? If God could make all this from nothing, then He can certainly create the world in 6 days. And He can certainly create man and woman, as the Bible says that He did in Genesis chapter 2. Yes, our universe was created. It was created by God. And in the next lesson, we will look at God's relationship to the world in our present time.